Good evening. Here is the Omi Radio News in Special Live Biblical English. My name is Seyo Watusin. The Liberia National Police say they finished putting out strong warning, what they call red alert, for criminal in this country here. The person working talk for the police, Mr. Sam Collins, talked to Omi Radio and say they are working with different countries in the whole region here to fight crime. He said criminal all over in this Africa here or everywhere in the world, they will do crime, run away from there, and come to other countries, run away from there. That do kind of ones that are in Liberia here now. So they join with the Liberia criminal then for them to do horrible crime. And so now, this one here that they want the police people after. He say some of the criminal then here, now, order also to catch some of them in Maryland County. Because there they play that people they can sell people land. Sell land and they take the money, put the money in their pocket, then they go. Then people come now, knocking their head together, fighting over land. Behold, criminal then finish coming and selling that land. At the same time, the old mayor for Harper City, he said now he is asking the government of Liberia to step in now because of this land thing I just told you about. There is a plenty confusion between two group of people who are in two towns. They call the place here Wally Greyway and Padibo. These people, they are in Harper District. Same people. Mr. George Prowse say these people, they know that they are the same people, brother and sister then. But the land business that between them, that people then making plenty tension in the place there. When the government do something, that people will fail. They will fail one another. We now see this one here in Maryland there. So George Prowse say that everybody's scared now because the one we see sometime in 2008 or so, Wachoken and Rocktown people fighting over land in that small place. So he say he's standing over the hill now to make this announcement here so people can hear it. So that tomorrow when they not do nothing and something that they say happen, nobody will not be surprised. The NGO, they call Angie Bros International Center. This one here, they are actually after the right for women, mainly. So they open what they call Talking Boss. This Talking Boss project here, they say they're going into community then, what they call hotspot communities. And they're doing the one here in 8 counties. The main idea, they say, to go and talk to the citizens there so that they will be able to stand up and talk the problem that facing them. And particularly so for the teachers, they were going in their place to look for vote now. They put their problem before them. The Boss project or Talking Boss also, the main idea behind it is to also look out for people there, politicians there, who be talking for the different community, talking to people they're seeking their or looking for their interest, they want them to vote for. So now, the big person, what they call coordinator for Angie Brooks International Center lawyer, Yuvel Chesson Rue, say the voting that coming in October, they don't want nobody to leave behind. So every citizen them will try that. So that's what they put the talking boss program down for. The ECOWAS community here, they say they are begging all the members there in Africa here to try to find answer to this problem of fistula and make sure that they solve the problem for this fistula here. Fistula is the pee pee and poo poo segment that can hammer women. So now the people do meeting to the Morovia City Hall and talking about something like this here because this is a kind of bad sickness that when on any woman, that woman really cannot be in peace. A paper that come from so men, that people come to meeting at a few times, the government house that is working with many women and children, they call gender, put that meeting down, they call it all men conference. Now, the paper they sign, they say they're making this promise here not to do bad to women. This particular thing they call it domestic and gender-based violence. When they say domestic, that the one that can happen in a home, inside your own home, where you live in, they get some men who are so bad, they can beat women, even their own set children. And this thing here, it is causing concern for everybody, and government wants something like this here to happen. So men, they come to meeting and sign paper. So the chief news person for gender, he talked to Omi Radio and say, this is a campaign that will be carrying around now everywhere, and that many sign the people making promise that they will not do this thing here again if they used to do it. All the people that we used to do it. That is the end of the Omi Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name is Seyo Watusin. Good evening.